Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, and another daily editorial post US election, or as I'm calling it, US election voting day, because it's not behind us. We're going to focus again on the precious metals, more specifically gold and some of the gold stocks, at least those ETFs, as I am chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now, Jordan, the market very much was anticipating a blue wave, it seemed like. We were seeing a rotation into some of the lagging sectors. A lot of the gold narrative was, well, if that blue wave happens, look at all this fiscal stimulus that's going to happen. Now it seems like we got, which probably should have been anticipated, again, a very divided election. It seems like the U.S. is very much 50-50 with who they vote for, and I don't even think it matters who is representing blue or red. But now when we look at gold technicals, gold hanging right around 1900. I've heard the argument that we could have a double bottom at that 1850 level. How are you taking the right now election results and the volatility in gold, but quite frankly, volatility right around 1900?
Well, I think on the my one comment on the election, because I know we have to discuss it, but I'm not a huge fan of talking about that because it's mostly noise. But I did mention to subscribers like a month or so ago, like the possible worst outcome for like precious metals and commodities would be a Biden win and a Republicans holding the Senate. And it looks like that's what we're going to get. But I mean, that's just one component of the whole picture. I mean, you have Fed policy, you have fiscal policy, and I don't expect the election outcome to change the bull market that we have in precious metals. I mean, obviously it'll be tougher to get fiscal stuff done, but you know, they'll probably get, you never know, they'll probably get a few things done, but it won't be, you know, the market will obviously not expect a huge amount of spending and that sort of thing, given that there's a divided government. And, you know, I just revert back to the technicals. I mean, gold, we've been in this correction since the beginning of August. A fair amount of price damage has been done. We've seen gold come down from 2090 down to 1850. I mean, it looks like a double bottom on the chart, but it's not a double bottom. That's double bottoms don't really act this way. I mean, is it possible that this double bottom is going to hold and 1850 is the low for the entire correction? It's a possibility. I don't think it's likely, but you know, we can keep it in mind as a possibility. I think I still think there's a risk that we could see gold go lower than those lows. And look, Corey, the good news is if that happens, it's going to be going into a significant low because there's really strong support around 1800. You have the 200-day moving average coming up. I don't have it in front of me, but I would guess it's around 1780 now. It's still rising. The 50% retracement, or excuse me, the 38% retracement from the rebound from the COVID low in March, that's around 1780 or so. So to me, it's not a bad thing if we see gold roll over again at some point, because if that happens, then it leads to the next significant low. Otherwise, you know, it could continue to chop around for a little while. I don't see any sign that it's about to surge here to the upside.
Well, and that's the key point, right? Is that right now there aren't the catalysts to maybe pop gold back up to challenge 2000 or even the past all-time highs, but there's also not so many of those catalysts that should drive gold substantially lower. There's still a lot of worry, there's still a lot of issue in the world and even in US politics, but the fact that we don't have a clear winner, and let's call it a clear majority in the US, it just means that fiscal policy and some of these fundamental driving factors are going to be much slower to the market.
Correct. Yeah, I think that's fair to say. And I mean, again, you have to take it into account with the technicals. I think even if you got a blue wave, yeah, you probably would have seen gold pop above 1900, but it's still, in the larger sense, it's still in a correction. I mean, sentiment wise, it's interesting because the daily sentiment index going back to last week, That showed we'd probably have a temporary bottom. Those readings were around 30 for gold and silver if you're looking at the 20-day average. However, if you look at the net spec positions, we haven't really seen a whole lot of spec selling over the last couple months. And so, I mean, I tend to think we have to get some more selling to clean out a few more specs. I think there's a few too many specs in the market right now for gold to bottom and, you know, immediately begin a run higher. I mean, if you go back, I have a chart that I was working on last night doing an analog for corrections in gold. I'm just comparing peaks during bull markets and the corrections to what's happened now. And, you know, the 2009 one, I think, is the best comparison. There are actually two, but I think the one, you know, gold had a big rebound after the October 2008 low back up to 1,000. And then it consolidated and corrected 15%, but for about 5 or 6 months or so. You know, we are 3 months in. So, you know, it's possible we still have a couple more months to chop around.
Yes, it is. Very possible. And very possible we still have a couple more months before we actually get a decisive victor in the U.S. election. Let's talk about the stocks, though, because we constantly talk about the stocks leading the metal. You look at something like gold on a daily chart, and that 1850 level, even if it might not hold, has been encouraging to see gold more or less move sideways for the past month. The stocks, though, they are still arguably in a downtrend. It's something I've talked about quite a bit recently. Ever since the high in August, they are continuing to trend lower. And even this recent strength over the past week, it stopped out at another lower high on GDX and GDXJ. How are you balancing out the long-term uptrend for the gold stocks, but this continued short-term weakness?
Well, you balance it out by continuing to hold positions that you really like long term. But, you know, hopefully when the market was higher, you did a little bit of trimming, you have some cash. And then when the market corrects and gets close to or around a potential low, that's when you want to be a buyer or accumulate. I think where we are right now, I kind of call it accumulate. We go back to the lows that were made last week, Corey. The good news is, in terms of price, I mean, that if that's not the end of the correction, it's probably 95% over in terms of price. You know, GDX came all the way down to 36. Sure, it's possible it could test 35. GDXJ came all the way down to 51. It's possible it could test 49. So I mean, it's a great question, but I just think that you balance it out by you buy and accumulate weakness. And you otherwise hold. I mean, if you get a, you know, you get a big pop in something during a correction and you have too much cash or you have too little cash, then you could potentially trim that. So that's how I'd balance it out. And mentally, you know, you have to tell yourself, look, on average, these corrections, you know, based on what I've looked at, I mean, the analogs that I'm using has an average of about a 5 month correction in GDX. We're in the third month now. So mentally, you have to tell yourself, look, this happens in bull markets where precious metals, they make great runs and then they go sideways and consolidate for 6 months. Even sometimes they consolidate for a year. So that's how you have to tell yourself mentally, they're not going to go up all the time. They're going to spend some time after big runs correcting and consolidating. We're in one of those corrections and consolidations. Bad news is we're still probably going to chop around, but the good news is the price damage has already been done. So you want to look for things to accumulate now. And I mean, Corey, if we roll over again in precious metals and we retest those lows in GDX and GDXJ, I mean, that's when you want to be a buyer.
So that means don't necessarily be putting in some of these stink bids and thinking that they're going to catch, hey? Some of these stronger stocks, you think that they will hold some of these levels? They might just accumulate at these levels?
Well, you know, one other thing I'd mention is if you look at, and I forgot about this, but if you look at the majors, if you look at the Dow Jones U.S. Gold Mining Index, that had a really good bounce the last 4 days. It bounced off its 200-day moving average. So I know this is something we talked about last week. I didn't really have an answer for you. But I think the seniors, and this is also true with GDX, I think the seniors, if you're putting in a stink bid for something like that, I don't think, and you know, that's going to be hit in any of the seniors, those type of stocks. You know, maybe they've already bottomed. You know, if they retest their low, it'll probably be a successful retest. With respect to GDXJ, I mean, it depends. I mean, it's on a case-by-case basis. Did the company do a financing? Are they going to be having paper coming out? You know, in your opinion, how is the company valued? You know, is it still too overvalued? You know, where the support level? So you have to take into account all those things if you want to put in a stink bid. But look, if it's something that, if it's one of your favorite stocks, it's something you really want to own, I wouldn't try and get too cute and put in a stink bid. I don't foresee that much of a sell-off where quality stuff is going to make like a fishing line bottom and a stink bid will be hit.
Okay. Hey, that's very fair. And you know what? Just unfortunate that we might be in this trend for, well, the rest of this year and into next year until we get some more clarity. We do have a Fed statement tomorrow. Maybe that'll provide a nice boost to the precious metals. But yeah, right now we are, yeah, unfortunately, just kind of trending sideways here, but still in a much a bigger general uptrend. So that's something to hang our hats on. Jordan, we're going to wrap it up here. Good chatting with you, buddy. We'll chat again next week. Hopefully, we'll have some more clarity, but at the same time, most likely, we will still be in this range. Thanks for your time, Jordan. Have a great rest of your week, buddy.